You are tuned in to your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL. I am joined by Junior and Ellie with our park, Rendezvous Park, and they are here to talk about the Winter Solstice Party that's happening tonight from 4 to 7 p.m. You guys, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Junior, you are the newest addition to our park. Can you tell our listeners what your role is and kind of add a little bit about our park in that description?
Great. So I am the new community conservation manager / our park director. And what we do with Ellie is we now program our park. So Junior Ranger, sledding, events like tonight, and hopefully new and exciting events that are going to be more inclusive for the entire community. And our park is a private park for public use. It's a 40 acres of reclaimed space that is now for use for the entire Jackson Hole community.
And now, Ellie, you've been with our park for a while now. 6 months ago, you guys had a summer solstice party, and tonight is kind of the opposite.
It is. It is the winter solstice. So we have two main events or two big celebrations per year. One is the summer and one is the winter. So just every year we celebrate the shortest day of the year, the longest night. And we'll just host a celebration on the property. Everyone is welcome. We have carolers, food, beverages, sledding, and we're going to have a bonfire. So you can stay warm. We will also have a tent due to last year's harsh conditions. It was pretty cold. So that is going to be heated. So you can come and enjoy yourself and not be freezing.
I'm kind of partial to the winter solstice because I like sunlight. So it's just that mark that says the days are getting longer.
It's nice. People really seem to enjoy it. It's great for families and just the general community because you can come and sled. There's not a ton of snow out there right now, but you can definitely still play around and make snowmen and such.
And since it's the shortest day of the year, you guys are going to be capitalizing on that by having a night photography exhibit hosted by Nate Ross.
Yes, correct. He is nice enough to come and join us and help us with that. So we'll be hosting that. I think it starts at 5:30 and anyone can come. Just bring your own equipment. We're not going to have enough equipment for everybody to use and it will be very informal, but he will be giving some direction on how to orchestrate night photography.
I would imagine that if you had a tripod that tonight would be the night to bring
that would
it.
Be the night to be
definitely it. Bring one of those.
Yeah, I mean, we can't control the weather, but we've been very lucky that we are going to have a beautiful clear sky tonight, so it should be perfect.
If you're just tuning in, I am here with Ellie and Junior from our park, and we are discussing the our park winter solstice party happening tonight from 4 to 7 p.m and there's going to be a free shuttle running from Stilson all night that'll take you over to our park. Junior, will you tell us a little bit about the Junior Ranger program and what activities are going to be happening tonight at the solstice party?
Yeah, we're going to have it. I'm wearing the hat right now.
Oh,
if you complete the activities, you get a sweet hat, a beanie. The activities will be create a snow angel, build a snowman, sled the knoll, find wildlife clues, and identify cottonwood. So if you bring your kiddos and they complete all of these activities, they'll have a stitched Junior Ranger beanie. They look great.
Yeah, they're adorable.
There's also going to be some snowshoeing tonight available for trying some snowshoes on from, is it Teton Backcountry Rentals?
Yes, they have donated snowshoes to us. We definitely want to, they've been great to help us out with that. So anyone can come and use those and walk around the park. There's not, like I said, a ton of snow, but if you want to get your feet on the ground and some snowshoes, now's the time.
And I hear that some Christmas carols are going to be taking place.
Oh, yes. The Cathedral Voices Chamber Choir will also be joining us. And they will be singing. I think they're going to get there at 5 to between 5 and 7. So right when it starts to get dark. And they'll be singing on and off that whole time. They are going to bring some caroling sheets, too. So if you want to join in and show us your skills, then you're more than welcome to.
And I'm guessing that food's going to be provided as well.
Of course. Always, right?
Yes. Yes. It's all about the food. We're going to have Cafe Genevieve providing, once again, chili and mac and cheese for a vegetarian option. So it's easy to hold and walk around so you can keep your gloves on. We'll also have cider, hot chocolate, and then we do have adult and non-adult beverages available. And it's all complimentary.
Now, as we are really setting into the winter months here, I know that our park kind of transitions from the summer months to kind of a whole new park in the winter. What's our park look like in the winter?
It's gorgeous. I would highly recommend checking it out. We do have an Instagram and Facebook account, and I love to post photos on there because it's just absolutely beautiful. But during the winter, we definitely don't have as much programming, but we are looking to expand the Junior Ranger activities. So we have these specific Junior Ranger winter activities now, as Junior was saying. And you can come, and we're hoping to just host more days like that out at the park so that families and the community can feel welcome to come and kind of be a part of it in the winter, because it's definitely a little more secluded. It is, I will say, the most popular sledding hill in the valley. So if you are looking for somewhere to sled, our knolls are perfect for that.
It is nice, and you can walk along the dike and kind of head over the bridge, mm-hmm. walk over there.
Yes, mm-hmm. and depending, I mean, like I said, right now we don't have a ton of snow, but we did open our dog-friendly pathway, which is a full loop around the park. We opened that in September, so you can come and walk your dogs right around that area.
On a leash, please.
Yes.
Well, Junior and Ellie, thank you for coming in and talking about the Winter Solstice Party tonight.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Hope to see you all there. Thank you, Brennan.
You're welcome. And once again, the R Park Winter Solstice Party will be tonight from 4 to 7. There's a photography workshop at 5:30. Also, a free shuttle is going to be available to pick you up from Stilson parking lot and take you over to R Park. That'll be running all night. This is 89.1 KHOL Jackson.